Joining us on the River Islands guest line is TJ Houshmandzadeh on Withered and Dibs. Hey, brother, what's going on?
I'm pretty good, man. How y'all doing?
Well, we're doing fine, but we're not doing what we thought we would be doing after 3 weeks in the NFL season. Why don't you tell everybody, Niner fans out here, like, what should their level of concern be right now?
Scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably say 6 or 7. And when your best players aren't playing, it's hard to win. It's very simple. Debo didn't play. McCaffrey didn't play. Kittle didn't play. It's hard. You go to any team in the National Football League, if you're missing those caliber players, you're probably going to lose. I don't care who you play. And so, from that perspective, just specifically yesterday's game, yeah, they're playing the Rams. The Rams have a lot of injured players as well. And so you can look and say, well, the Rams were injured. You know, Puka's not playing and Cooper Kupp isn't playing. And they beat us. I get it. And so they say, well, what do you have to say about that? I don't know what to say about that. Brock Purdy will be coming up with a contract soon. He needs to win those type of games so that he can justify the amount of money that his agents are going to be asking for.
And I get that, and he needs to win it, and they need to win it. But when you look at the late sequence, and you got to throw to Ronnie Bell down the right sideline, and he drops it, is that one where you look at Brock Purdy and say, yeah, that's one you need to win?
No, I mean, players got to make plays. And, like, when you're a player like Ronnie Bell, who I know, I don't know him a ton, but I know Ronnie pretty decent. When you're a backup, you must make all plays. That's why you're a backup, because they don't believe you can make those plays in those moments. And when you don't make them, you stay a backup. Had he made that play, he would have been given more opportunity, because Kyle Shanahan would have developed a trust in him that, hey, I need to get this guy more involved. He made a big play for us. And so for him, it's unfortunate. I just feel like they need, in these situations, Ayuk, they need to lean on him. They need to lean on B.A. They need to treat Ayuk like the Cowboys treat CeeDee Lamb. 10, 12, 15 targets. You know what's going to him. Stop him. That's what you paid him for. Lean on him. When you have Kittle and Debo out, Ayuk should get 12 to 15 targets a game. If he isn't getting those type of targets, something is wrong.
TJ, I know exactly how a lot of our listeners feel when you say that. He got 10 targets. He's got four or five drops already this year. Like, be real with us and tell us what you see with regard to not the targets that he's not getting, but the targets that he is getting.
First of all, specifically, you know, when he dropped the touchdown, but it's kind of water under the bridge. You win the game. You know, the drops aren't never magnified until you lose. I know that firsthand, because I was a guy that pretty much caught 99% of the balls thrown to me. And then I dropped the ball in the playoffs, and I'm like, whoa, did I just drop that ball? Like, I had never in my life dropped the ball that mattered. And so it happens. It happens. I just think with B.A., you miss all the training camp. You're in shape, but you're not in football shape. You're not really ready to go. And deep down, we all want to show that I'm worth what I have just received. And so you have a tendency to press and you try too hard. It'll come a time, and I think that time should be very soon, where you just kind of relax and go back to just playing ball, because you got the money and people may say this and that, and you can respond back with expletives if you want to. But ultimately, we want to prove that we're worth every penny that we got, and we got to relax to do that. And I expect them to.
And I'm hoping that happens sooner rather than later. But when you watch him on tape through the first three games, what are you seeing from B.A. as opposed to what we've all seen the last couple of years?
No, it's business as usual. He's going to create separation. He's going to get open. You just got to get open and catch the ball. It's not like he's not getting open. You know, watch it. The same thing. I know Juwan Jennings, he got off yesterday. I honestly would have preferred for him to get the targets that Juwan had and Juwan get the targets that B.A. had. That's what I'm doing if I'm Shanahan, because that's what I paid him for. That's what I paid him for. You locked in with B.A. for the next 2 to 3 years. I'm going to get my money's worth. And so that's what I would prefer to see. That's what I would like to see. But if he's showing you when you're giving him these looks and these targets and these opportunities that he's not getting it done, obviously you're not going to put the team second and him first. If he's making plays, it's going to be helping the team. And so I just always feel like when you pay a player that amount of money, you want him to earn it, because why pay him? Like, the Niners have a great team, but they saw that they needed to keep Ayuk at a number so high. Well, let's go. I'm going to get this money's worth out you. No, I'm not putting a full tank in my car to go ride my bike.
That's a funny one. TJ Houshmandzadeh is with us, former receiver. He has been Brandon Ayuk's personal wide receiver coach as he was coming up as well, joining us here, Willard and Dibs. TJ, you said something in there that I want to circle back to, and that is you'd kind of like to see the targets that went to Juwan go to BA and vice versa. That's what you would do if you were Shanahan. It makes me feel like you're saying that the targets are essentially a product of the coach, or are the targets a product of going through progressions and seeing who's open? Where do you put the onus there?
100%. It's not 100% either direction. I think I know football pretty well. I just kind of look like this, and people probably just, you know, the way I look, don't think I understand the game. But when coaches call plays, they call plays with the feel and an understanding of, okay, this is the coverage that I expect on this down when we're in this formation, because this is what they've shown. We call it scouting now. They call it analytics. Analytics has shown they play this coverage 69% of the time, 72% of the time. So when I call this play, I expect it to go here, but it's also a possibility that they may play a different coverage and it has to go here. But if I expect it to go here, I'm putting BA in the spot where I expect it to, because if it's between 60 and 70-some percent that they play this coverage, I like the odds of the ball going to BA. That's how offenses work. Now, it's, oh, he calls the play worth always thrown here. No, coverage dictates where the ball is going to go. But they call plays expecting a certain coverage to get a certain guy the ball.
So you are putting the target distribution on Sunday squarely on Kyle Shanahan?
No. Because Kyle Shanahan could say, okay, I need to get B.A. the ball. I'm going to call this play. They play this coverage and this down and distance, and you're in this type of formation. They switch it up on me. Ball goes to Jennings. That happens. But what I'm saying is, at some point, the higher paid players, our best players, I don't give a damn what the coverage is. I don't give a damn who covered me. Man, give me a chance. Coverage say go here. Nah. I say go here. That's how it has to be. And that's not being selfish. That's just wanting to win. That's being a competitor. Quarterbacks throw the ball. You never should throw a post route in cover three. Single high safety. I've seen Brett Favre do it. You'd be like, no. Oh, good catch. Player makes a play because he believed in him. Like, it happens. Quarterback shouldn't throw the ball. Player makes a play. Good job. You go watch the film. You know you shouldn't have thrown it. Yeah, coach, I know. You know, believe in him to make a play. That's why the better players are the better players, because they make those type of plays.
Is B.A. in a spot where he's earned that this year after holding in and missing camp and coming in and being admittedly a little bit behind schedule?
I can't believe you just asked me that. Of course. Yeah, absolutely. And let's just be honest. The contract says it. For what I say, and forget what everybody, the contract says he's earned it. You believe in him. You paid him like he's earned it. So let's go do it. And to me, that I'm just the fans got, like, I'm sure y'all boo BA now when he drop a ball. That's what you get for holding now. You should have never held. We should have never paid you. Trust me when I tell you this. He wants to play better than y'all want him to play. And I think the fans got to understand, players always want to play better than you want them to play. You mad about fantasy points? You mad that your team lost? Trust me, you do not want me to play better than I want to play for myself. Trust me.
I get that, TJ, but I think fans are just frustrated by the fact that he missed camp and he came out and it seemed like he wasn't fully ready to go in the opener against the Jets where he had a couple of drops, including the touchdown. Does that not play into the game plan and the thinking offensively to maybe give somebody else more targets?
No, because you know, Kyle Shanahan has been around football his entire life. His entire life. Kyle Shanahan is one of the greatest offensive football minds that I've seen, the way he can draw up plays and get guys open. And his creative, like his mind, Kyle Shanahan's mind, his language, I'm sorry, copying the things that he likes to do offensively because it's so creative because his mind thinks differently than others. He knows when BA comes back, it's going to be some peaks and some valleys. He knows that because you're in shape, but you're really not in shape or not the way you need to be to play football. And so it's going to come. You don't go away from your better players because they don't make a play or two. You go to them more because it shows them you trust them. He's going to find his groove because if he wasn't, they wouldn't have paid him. They know what he can do. And the Niners are, I guess, in foreign territory. You know, last year they start really well, then they go on a little slump, and then they pick it up again. But trust me, when you got George Kittle, Debo, and McCaffrey out, it's going to be hard to win. I don't care who you are. You take Joe Burrow. Oh, no, let's leave the quarterback in there. You take T. Higgins, Joe Mixon, and take Jamar Chase out. They 0-3. They probably wouldn't score a point. They wouldn't score a point. You take out Travis Kelce and Pacheco and who else from the Chiefs? How they going? It happens that when you are missing players offensively, the defense step up more. When you're missing players on defense, offensively, that's complimentary football, man. That's why football is the ultimate team game. The defense played how you think they played yesterday against the Rams.
Not good, TJ.
Terrible.
Not good.
The defensive side of the ball was the much bigger problem, TJ.
That's my point. If the defense steps, like, people talk about Patrick Mahomes all the time. Man, it's Chris Jones in that defense. Chris Jones in that defense is really the unsung hero when an offense is not doing well. And that was a lot last year.
Yep.
And so they play complimentary football. When you have players missing on offense, Nick Bosa and Fred Warner say, you know what, get on our back, we got you. That's what has to happen.
TJ Houshmandzadeh with us here on Willard and Dibs. I was hesitating to sort of bring this up, but I've been thinking about this all summer. And TJ, I wonder if you would submit that Niner fans have a right to be a little frustrated about this part of the story. Because even Brandon came in and said, you know what? I was probably a bigger pain in the rear at the end than I needed to be. Do you remember us talking to you 3 months ago and you were like, dude, if you give him the Amon-Ra offer, he's here. And then, according to the reports, he got the Amon-Ra offer the very first week in August and he didn't show up. He waited 2-3 more weeks and missed camp and now is having a slow start to the season. Is that not fair for a 49er fan to be frustrated by that today?
Nah, it's fair. I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm on the phone with BA like, bro, take the deal. I swear to God.
And what did he say? When you said that, what did he say?
He would, like, we didn't, like, this is the thing. Like, I don't really try to get so involved. And that's his business, his family's business, and the Niners. But if I feel just like, bro, take the deal, he'd just be like, yeah, we just got to make a couple more things right, and I am. And I'm not going to push him. Be a grown man. I can give him advice. But, I, you know, when I'm a retired player. I just try to help the player out as much as I can. And I put myself in his position. I would listen to somebody else, but ultimately, I'm going to do what I want to do. I would take your advice, but I'm ultimately going to do what I want to do. And so I literally told him, I said, no, take the deal. And he's like, they just need to do this and do that. I'm like, okay. Fans have every right to be angry. Fans are fans. You know, it's derived from the word fanatic. And you just look up that meaning. And I get it. You want your team to win. But like I said earlier, you do not want me to do better than I want to do. And I hope and I truly believe he's going to play better. But when you've been as good as the Niners have been, and I got some really friends that are Niners fans. Oh, they were so mad at me yesterday because they sent me a message. I can't believe it. I said, shut up. They mad over one game that they lose. Like, y'all got one of the best teams in the league, and you mad. And we lost to the Rams. They got nobody. Well, you got nobody. And so you got B.A. on offense, who we know. Cheating. I paid you $30 million a year. Mark, I paid you $30 million a year. You can't bring this game home? Well, we don't know because they didn't feed him.
Yeah, 10 targets on Sunday. Yeah. It felt like he had plenty of chances to eat, but he put some of that food on the floor.
Hey, Malik Nabers is a rookie. He's getting more targets than B.A. He's a rookie. He's a rookie. Like, I know I love football. Malik Nabers is a rookie. He's getting more targets than B.A. CeeDee Lamb had, 50 more targets than B.A. last year. This is the perfect time when you have Deebo and Kittle out to feed him so that he can show and prove. Or he doesn't. As a head coach, I would love this. Let's see if he can carry us. Let's see if he can do what we paid him to do. And it was against the Rams, a divisional opponent who you know very well, who's also injured, who also has their best player. That's just me. If the players, the plays matter, but the players get it done. That's just what I believe.
Yeah, I mean, TJ, it's interesting because I know a lot of people are sitting there going like, does the wide receiver have any responsibility at all in getting those targets?
You got to get open.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got to get open.
I mean, Juwan.
I'm not throwing it to a dude that's getting strapped up.
Right.
Absolutely
but
not.
Like Jennings had he had one incompletion the whole game. So doesn't that sort of like, you know what I mean? Doesn't that sort of warrant the targets?
For me as a viewer, when I watch games, I don't watch them from the all 22 copy. For the fans, that's where you can see the entire play. You can see the coverage. You can see the route. I've yet to do that, but I'm sure that if BA is not getting open, everything that I said is hogwash. It's a bunch of nothing, but I just don't see a guy that got open all the time last year not getting open this year because he got paid. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably should mention that late play when Brock scrambled and B.A. was kind of open down the middle of the field.
By himself down the middle of the field.
I probably shouldn't mention that to you, TJ.
And what happened?
He didn't throw it to him.
Nice scramble. He picked up a gutsy little 6 yards.
No, he threw it to Juwan Jennings.
Right. And so if you throw it to him, now he finishes with 100 yards in the game, and maybe the complexion of the game may have turned and changed.
Or he drops it.
That's fair.
I'm sorry, TJ. Like, you don't know. We don't know.
Y'all are hard. You know what's so crazy, though, man? I meet fans all the time, and, like, I try to be as nice as possible because I hate athletes. I really do hate athletes that think they're better than other people because you're an athlete. Like, bro, just because you're good in football or basketball, don't act like you're better. I hate when they do that.
That's why we love you. Like, go ahead.
I interact with fans, and they'll talk trash to me here and there, like in a fun way. So then you just start playing catch with them. Like, bro, you're catching the ball two times and nobody's on you. Like, if you're in a game, that's a drop. Like, you're not even running. You're standing, like, playing football is hard. Like, every time you throw me the ball, it's a possibility that I'm going to drop it. But I don't believe so. Like, give him these opportunities because you paid him. One of y'all just – I want y'all to go purchase a new home and don't live in it. How does that sound? That sounds kind of crazy, right?
Well, you had
me. I could.
Yeah, you had me. I purchase a home. I'm in.
and don't live in it. Like, it's like a waste of money. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say, like, Niners, like, get your money's worth. BA's your home. Now let's go live in it.
Yeah.
Let's get our money's worth.
TJ, you get the dynamic, though. You get the dynamic, which is it's not nobody's, like, rooting against BA. It's that there are still feelings there because of the way this went down. And now that it's bled into the season, you get it.
They should feel that way. And this, they should feel. I'm not saying they don't have a right to feel that way. I'm saying if the game is going through him and they're not winning, then it's a problem.
Yeah, well,
The offense isn't going through him. Like when we were playing and you played us, and it was third down, everybody knew they were throwing me the ball. Everybody knew they were throwing me the ball. I would get double teamed and I would catch it. They knew it was coming to me. I still caught it. They know Chad is going down the field. He's still going to catch the ball. The game went through us. It went through Chad. It went through me. And everybody knew it. Like, I remember playing the Jets at Eric Mangini. Double team me and Chad the entire game, and forced somebody else to win the game because he's like, I'm not gonna let you two beat me. Force the ball to BA until they completely take him out of the game, and somebody else will step up. But Shanahan's offense isn't like that. I get it, and that's what makes that's the beauty of it. But when I give you $30 million a year, you earn that money.
TJ, thank you, man.
But as always.
Yeah, love it when you come on. Thank you, brother.
Hey, man, y'all, and take care. Enjoy yourself. I don't dislike the Niners because my friends love them so much. I'd be talking trash to them.
Hey, like, that's what we're doing here, man. It's all good. It's all good.
It can be a lot worse, man. Look at these teams that are not like the Niners. So it can be a lot worse, man. It's cold outside and hell is hot. Always remember that.
Yep. Hey.
Knowledge.
Talk to you soon, man. Thank you so much.
All right, fellas.